Now, many people are changing their behaviour because of the COVID-19 pandemic. People are switching to shopping online, stockpiling, and travel has been dramatically reduced. But how many of those changes are permanent, or will we revert back to the way we've always done things once this period is over? And how will they affect our economy, the way we work, study, socialise in the future? That's a question I put to Peter Atwater, a behavioural economist and adjunct professor at William and Mary University in Delaware in the United States, when I spoke to him earlier.
A lot of that will have to do with our perceptions of this experience, and that will depend on whether we view this as a shock or as a traumatic event. And the difference there is, with a shock, we recover from that. We go back to what was. With a traumatic event, though, we move forward. We are forced to adapt to it. And in that case, the issue for us is going to be vulnerability. And do we continue to believe that we are vulnerable moving forward? In that case, absolutely, our behaviors will change.
And in what way will our behaviors change if that's the case?
So vulnerability reflects our perceptions of uncertainty and powerlessness. And so I think that as we try to forecast behaviors ahead, I can see us being much more diligent in terms of stockpiling and making sure that we have critical food, medical, and other supplies on hand, local, because part of this is that when we're vulnerable, we have very me here now thinking. Our whole mindset becomes about immediacy, physically, in terms of time. And so we're going to want to make sure going forward that anything that is important to us is close to us. So that's where restocking and redundancy become really important.
And what is that going to mean for things like, for example, the airline industry or for tourism in general? I mean, are people going to become more reluctant to spend time away from home in case there's a risk that something like this might happen again and they're away from the services that they know and trust?
So I think travel will become one of those things that we're going to have to dip our toe in the water slowly. When I think about the aftermath of this experience, what I expect is that we will be confident most in our local communities, with people that we know who are familiar, with environments that are that don't represent the risks of uncertainty. Distant travel, particularly to cultures and places that are far from us, is going to take a lot more time to return to. Because rebuilding confidence is very slow. It's not something we were likely to rush into.
We've also changed the way we communicate with each other. I mean, you and I are talking now on a Skype line. Many teachers are giving classes over the internet. Business meetings are taking place online. Is that going to have a longer term impact on how our communities and our economies function? I mean, are we going to keep this sort of thing up once this pandemic is over?
I think we will keep elements of this. I think that because we have been forced to adapt, there are aspects of this that are likely to be part of us going forward. At the same time, I wouldn't underestimate that sense of loss that people are experiencing, being unable to see each other, touch each other physically, to hug, to contact each other in person. And so I think that moving forward, we need to realize that that need for true live physical interaction is at our core. And having lost that, I'm expecting we're going to be, I suspect, much more touchy-feely people coming out of this than we realize.
How long is it going to be? How much time is it going to take before people start to feel normal again and do normal things after all of this is over?
So I'm always amazed at our ability to adapt. I think we are much more resilient as a people than we give ourselves credit for. And so I think that it may not feel like it today, but we're already identifying ways to bring things back to normal, to achieve perceptions of certainty and control. And so I'm expecting that normal will build slowly, but again, I think it's important to recognize the normal ahead is going to be different from the normal that's behind us.
And that was behavioral economist Professor Peter Atwater speaking to me from Delaware.